BYU and its first ever Big 12 tournament.
The biggest mover in the Big 12 this year was BYU, picked to finish 13th, finishes 5th.
It's an historic day for the Cougars. BYU, UCF.
They refuse to quit. They refuse to give up. They refuse to listen to the doubters and the naysayers. They just kept pressing forward.
This is special extended pregame coverage. BYU, UCF with Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Cougar Nation. Welcome on into extended pregame coverage, BYU versus UCF at the Big 12 Basketball Tournament, second round action here in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. And this extended pregame is sponsored by Ryan Valuation, formerly Economic Partners. I'm your BYU insider for KSL Sports, Mitch Harper, joining me as always, co-host of Cougar Sports Saturday and Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio. He is Matt Biamonte. Happy game day, Matt. March is finally here. It's time to get into some bracket action and see BYU in the Big 12 postseason.
And it's so nice, Mitch, to be playing during this week, championship week. I was watching the WCC final last night, just grateful that BYU was not in that league, not in that tournament, and they're playing in the Big 12, the big stage, and it starts this morning against UCF.
Tip-off today, 10:30 a.m. Greg Rebell, Mark Durant will be on the call inside the T-Mobile Center here. We'll have coverage on KSLSports.com for BYU and UCF. UCF took down Oklahoma State yesterday, 77-62, to get to this game. BYU, they finished 10-8 in the regular season in Big 12 play, earning the 5 seed, so they avoided that first round of the tournament. Got an off day yesterday. They were at practice at UMKC at nearby campus here in Kansas City, getting ready for this game against the Knights. And, you know, BYU's season, Matt, has been a memorable one this year. There's been so many highs and honestly not too many lows. I think the lows for this BYU team have been tough, losses to Oklahoma State, Kansas State, but man, the highs have been extraordinary for this BYU team, to the likes of which many Cougar fans will probably remember the rest of their lives.
They have far exceeded any expectations. You mentioned it, the 5 seed. They're a seed line ahead of Kansas. Who saw that coming? Nobody saw that coming. To win 10 conference games, and mind you, they lost to Cincinnati at home. Think about if they had won that game. Then we're talking 11 Big 12 conference wins. That's impressive stuff for a team that had no expectations. For them to come in this first year, it's just a tip of the cap to Coach Pope and this staff, all the preparation, all the hard work, keeping this roster intact. It's all paid off. And now we're in March getting ready to watch some of the best basketball of the season.
What's so unique, too, about BYU this year, Matt, is that they are, you know, they're a three-point shooting team, one of the best in the country. They get off so many threes per game, second nationally in three-point field goal attempts per game. But they can win in a variety of ways, and there's a variety of guys that can come up big for BYU. But I did think there were some talented enough guys to maybe claim some all-Big 12 recognition. Jackson Robinson, the leading scorer for BYU, he was named Sixth Man of the Year in the Big 12 Conference as Jax has embraced his role coming off the bench in BYU's second unit. But no BYU players were on the first, second, or third All-Big 12 teams. This was Dallin Hall, who earned honorable mention All-Big 12. If this is going to give his team and him a chip on their shoulder heading into the Big 12 tournament.
Obviously, like, you hate to see it with the caliber of guys we have on this team. And there's a lot of different dudes I believe could be on that team. But, yeah, definitely, we've had a chip on our shoulder all year. People have told us we can't, counted us out. It's all stacked up and piled up, and we put it to the side, and we've just proved everyone wrong all year.
Any way you can draw up extra motivation this time of year, Mitch, it's a good thing. And I don't know if I would have put any of those players on any of the teams just because the guys on those teams were really talented. I don't know who you take off, but hey, the great athletes, think of the Tom Brady's, think of the Michael Jordan's, they take inspiration from anywhere. And if this is some extra fuel to the fire, that's fantastic. I'm all for it because, look, there's a lot to play for, Mitch. If you lose to UCF, that would give the selection committee an opportunity to maybe bump you down a seed line or two. Hey, if you win this game, maybe you beat Texas Tech, you win two or three, you could move up to a four, maybe even a three. So there is a lot on the line here in the Big 12 tournament, and I like that Hall and this team is drawing motivation from the supposed snubs of all conference selections.
And I think you make a great point about this matchup. You know, BYU, it looks to be a team that's comfortably on the five-seed line in bracketology. BYU, the great thing about this tournament is that they are safely in next week's tournament, the NCAAs. There's no worry about that, but you do want to get as high of a seed as possible, you know, going into next week, because the odds don't lie. For every, you know, Purdue losing to a 16 seed, there's hundreds of other one seeds who have advanced and gotten far in the NCAA tournament. The higher your seed is, the more likely you're going to, you know, be, you know, getting to the Sweet 16. And, you know, that five spot is nice. And, man, had you told us before the year, hey, guys, BYU's going to get a five seed in the NCAA tournament, be like, sign us up, that's great. But now that you're, you know, near the finish line, you want a little bit more, because you noted earlier, BYU's left some opportunities on the table. The loss at Cincinnati, or to Cincinnati, the loss at Texas Tech, the loss at Iowa State. You win maybe two of those three losses, you're maybe a three, hovering around, or not a three, but hovering around a three, definitely a four seed. So, and of course, BYU's got the chance to play in Salt Lake City when the Field of 68 is revealed next week. Don't give the committee any ammunition to maybe say, hey, let's send you to Pittsburgh, because that feels a little bit different than playing in your backyard of the Delta Center, where you've won 17 of your last 18 games.
It's the third meeting, Mitch, between BYU and UCF. 2-0 in favor of BYU. They won the first one on the road, 63-58. That was a nice road win. You were there from that. What were your memories from that win against UCF down in Orlando?
Well, my first thought from that game was BYU was 0-2 in Big 12 play, and then they were down. UCF hit their first three-pointer attempts, and I'm thinking, BYU might not win a game in the Big 12 conference if they lose to these guys. They rallied, and UCF couldn't knock down a free throw. They were, I think, you know, 60-something percent from the free throw line. They couldn't hit anything, and BYU held on to get that win, and it was a 63-58 grinded-out victory. Mark Pope's 100th career win as the BYU head coach. But that atmosphere in Orlando was electric. UCF fans were riding high after taking down Kansas, so there was high energy in that building, and it was a hard-fought win. But, you know, the game in Provo, not much energy, and BYU was up big. It was a wire-to-wire win. They were at one point up 19 points in the second half, but UCF just went on a crazy comeback where they were hitting anything they threw at the basket, it felt like, and BYU held on to a 90-88 win. UCF's kind of got this knack for giving BYU scares, and I think that adds some intrigue to the whole, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times. That's the challenge in front of BYU today.
And UCF has played some good ball, winners of four of their last six. Here was Dallin Hall on playing UCF for a third time this season.
I think both teams know each other really well. Obviously, when you play a team for a third time, it just becomes a battle, right? And who wants it more? And so we're going to just stick to what we've been doing all year, execute our game plan, and trust in that, because it's got us this far.
I don't know if it's the third time that is as challenging as much as it is this UCF team is playing the best basketball of the season. Look, you can play some teams three times, and you may never have a problem playing that team. But UCF has clearly been ascending down the stretch here. Look, they've got to make a tremendous run. They've probably got to win the whole thing if they're going to go to next week's tournament. But they're playing dang good basketball. BYU cannot show up and make seven or eight threes and lose the rebounding battle and win this basketball game. It's going to be a hard-fought game for BYU.
Let's go in-depth on this matchup. Players you need to know, our score predictions as we lead you up to BYU and UCF here in the Big 12 tournament, second round action. And this extended pregame is sponsored by Ryan Valuation, formerly Economics Partners, a premier valuation practice with global resources. Ryan Valuation, taking the time out. BYU UCF extended pregame from Kansas City rolls on right here on KSL News Radio.
BYU UCF.
Khalifa down the lane, still gets there and lays it up and in. He was coast to coast like buttered toast.
You're listening to special extended pregame coverage on KSL News Radio.
BYU and UCF coming your way momentarily. It's been a blast breaking this one down on extended pregame coverage sponsored by Ryan Valuation, formerly Economic Partners. It felt like this was the matchup we were going to get. I didn't have much faith that Oklahoma State was going to handle UCF yesterday. What scares you the most, Mitch, about this matchup against UCF?
Ibrahima Diallo, 17 points yesterday for UCF. He's the big man, the Big 12 leader in shot blocks this season. Remember when BYU faced them in Provo, Diallo was kind of banged up a little bit, so he wasn't at full strength. He's at full strength now, and he's one of the best big men in the Big 12. That scares me. But also, Matt, this is a UCF team that can speed people up and force a lot of turnovers. Yesterday, UCF caused 13 turnovers for Oklahoma State. I don't care who BYU plays, whether it's UCF or Houston in this tournament, you cough up the ball 13 times. I don't like BYU's odds to win games. So those two areas concern me about UCF. What about you?
Their ability to rebound, they out-rebounded Oklahoma State by 6, 43-37. This BYU team, when they rebound the ball well, they are dangerous. They can beat anybody. But UCF is the type of team with the length, with the athleticism. If they out-rebound BYU by 7, 8, 9, 10 rebounds, then you're really needing the three-point shot to fall to overcome that disadvantage where they're going to get second-chance opportunities and points in the paint. So I'm really concerned about the rebounding. Diallo, who you mentioned, 17 and 11. He was dominant against Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State has a good young big man in Garrison. He was kind of neutralized, only 10 points. He only had 3 boards. So it's going to be a great battle between Diallo and Foose, because Foose has been playing great basketball for BYU. Now, Foose is very undersized, but he's got that physical presence. I'm fascinated to watch that matchup between Diallo and Traore.
And I'm glad you bring up Foose, because BYU's front court is all available today against UCF. Foose practiced yesterday. Atiki Aliatiki, the third option. So that's another big that Mark Pope can throw at Diallo. But then, of course, Ali Khalifa. And Ali Khalifa, the 6'11 starting center for the Cougars, he's in his third day today of observing Ramadan, which during daylight hours he is fasting. And this was Mark Pope on the health of Ali Khalifa as he observes Ramadan.
Yeah, he was terrific in practice today. Of course, we're trying to monitor everything really, really carefully. But he was really sharp in practice today.
Saw Khalifa yesterday going through practice, so he looked to be good, as Mark Pope noted in that soundbite. I think Khalifa should be okay, but it is kind of an interesting storyline to see how he holds up on a tournament that you hope BYU makes a run and has maybe 2-3 games at least on consecutive days. So something to monitor with Khalifa, but he should be good to go today for BYU.
It's a blessing, Mitch, that BYU is playing this early game. I know there's some concerns about them starting early. Here's what Talon Hall had to say about playing an early game.
No, we feel confident. Our coaching staff and our trainers have prepared us. At the end of the day, it's still basketball, so we're excited to get out there and hoop.
Not a concern for him, and I think it's beneficial tremendously for Khalifa to be playing this early game rather than the afternoon. And here's the thing, too. Khalifa and Foose, depending on how the game goes, if it's a physical game where you need that presence in the post, you probably go with Foose. Because Foose is just more physical, and so maybe he's not going to play as many minutes. And that might be preferred in this matchup to, ease Khalifa in with the Ramadan fast, use Foose down low. But you need them both. That's the thing. And you might need Atiki, because if there's a foul trouble issue, we've seen in Big 12 play, these officials are questionable at best. I've been harsh on these officials throughout Cougar Nation. Look, there could be a situation where Foose or Khalifa pick up too quick and you go to a tiki. So you might need them all against UCF.
You bring up the Big 12 refs. Even Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark last night at his media presser for the Big 12 tournament was addressing some questions about how poor the Big 12 officiating has been. Now, he kind of ducked the question and, built them up, these refs, but they have been pretty poor. Subpar.
They've been bad.
They have been bad this year, and that's Kind of strange for a league that prides itself on being the best basketball league in America. They have been bad. Now, I will say, college basketball in general this year, there's this shift in focus to lift up the scoring, not have as many 55-52 slugfests. They want to speed things up, maybe a little bit more like the NBA. And so scoring across the board nationally is up in college basketball.
Did the Big 12 not get the memo? I mean, that Kansas game, I swear there was like 50 fouls in that game.
I agree. I mean, it was ugly, and it's a slog to go through because you're like, all right, this game's going to end right on, 2 hours. And then you say that in your head, and then it's like, oh, there's 4 minutes to go, and this game's already 2.5 hours have passed. We can't deal with that here, especially in a tournament setting. But BYU, UCF today, 10:30 a.m., here in Kansas City, the T-Mobile Center. Cougar Nation's already showing up here at the Big 12 tournament. There's a fan fest outside the arena. There's pop-up shops with gifts and apparel. There's Big 12 Eats. I tried the Cosmos Churros. Outstanding, Matt. It was, dare I say,
how
almost...
How can you say they're outstanding? I saw the video. You gave it an 8 out of 10.
That's outstanding.
How does 8 out of 10 equal outstanding?
That's outstanding. Come on, 80%. That's really good.
How would you describe
really
a 10 out of 10? What's the word you would attach with 10 out of 10?
Oh, geez. Electric, baby. It'd be electric. If a 10 out of 10 came my way, it'd be electric. I love the Cosmos Churros. Maybe I was basing it too much off of Disneyland Churros, but nonetheless, Cosmos Churros are very good, and I highly recommend people trying those out. Score predictions, Matt, as we get out and get ready for this BYU-UCF game.
Let's also bake in a bold prediction with that,
okay,
too.
Okay, let's do
my
that,
score,
too.
Yeah, my score prediction, Mitch, is going to be BYU 81, UCF 78. It's going to be tight. My bold prediction is that Richie Saunders has 15 points or more, and he starts a March campaign to being one of the darlings of the tournament.
I love that. You know, Richie Saunders has been an absolute joy to watch this season. He just always gets downhill. He always brings the energy off the bench. I like that pick with Richie Saunders. My score prediction, you're not going to like this. BYU's going to win. This thing's going to be close. I think down to the wire to where maybe UCF's got a chance to win it late with the possession. I'm going to say BYU wins 75-74. I think this thing comes down to the horn. I think UCF just kind of hangs around. They make another late push. And BYU holds on to escape and move on to tomorrow against Texas Tech. But I think the Cougs get it done. My bold prediction, Dallin Hall, 0 turnovers. I think he's going to play at a high level. But, UCF's guard line, very good in their own right with Jalen Sellers, Shamari Allen. This is a good UCF team. I'm very impressed with them. If they were in the AAC again, they'd be probably an NCAA tournament bubble team. They're good. They're just, in the gauntlet that is the Big 12, so someone has to hit the cellar, and that's UCF. But it's a good team today, and I think BYU escapes barely with a win.
All right. That's extended pregame coverage sponsored by Ryan Valuation, formerly Economic Partners, a premier valuation practice with global resources, Ryan Valuation. Good stuff, Mitch. Looking forward to March Madness, covering it with you with KSL Sports the rest of the way for Cougar Nation.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and if BYU wins, we'll be back tomorrow for pregame, extended pregame against Texas Tech. But Cougs got to get it done first against UCF, and we'll have the call right here on KSL and online coverage on KSLSports.com.